6 p.m. First of all, I'm live on the air teaching another book of the Bible. When I go off the air, we pray fervently for America, and then I pray for everybody who comes one by one by name as the Holy Spirit leads according to his beautiful gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Also, because I love you, I want to invite everybody in the world to come here every Sunday at 5 p.m. Worship with us for the live radio, internet, SoundCloud, Facebook, True Social taping. Excuse me. I'm in Suntree, Florida. I'm right beside Scott Mercer's The Produce Place. The Produce Place is a fruitful place. The Produce Place is at the corner of Wickham Road and Panita Causeway. I'm right there. You'll see a little sign pointing to my place with an arrow, Sherry, S-H-A-R-I, Medlock, Trumpet of Truth, 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida, 32940. Excuse me. Now the curtain comes up on Mark chapter 4, verse 1. From God's heart to my heart, to your heart. So on the left, so on the right, bring them from darkness into the light. Want to do it with me? So on the left, so on the right, bring them from darkness into the light. You get the job. You can join my rap band.
Verse 1. And he began again to teach by the seaside.
That's Jesus.
And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the seat. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land.
Now, he gets into a ship and he pushes out his boat a little bit. In Bible times, they did not have sound equipment or microphones. And this place has been discovered, and it's found that it's a natural amphitheater. They could hear him. Now remember, Jesus is God, Emmanuel, God with us. And Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. So when he created it, the one true God said, I'm going to come one day in the office of the sun to pay everybody's sin debt, so I'm going to need a microphone. So he's in a boat, and it's amplified. Natural amphitheater. God is Alpha and Omega, beginning and the ending.
Verse 2. And he taught them many things by parables.
A parable is a story used to illustrate a spiritual truth.
And said unto them in his doctrine.
Teaching.
Verse 3. Hearken, behold, a sower went out to sow.
Hear and see. A sower went out to sow. God governs his kingdom on earth by seed sowing. Seed, give it some time, and you reap a harvest. Genesis 8:22. While earth remains, seed, time, harvest, winter and summer, hot and cold, day and night shall not cease. Did you get that, global warming?
Yeah.
That's God's word. Now, each one of you is right now reaping something you have sown. Death and life are the power of the tongue. As we studied Wednesday night, God's law of reciprocity. Give something, and something will come back to you more than you sowed. If you are reaping helpfulness, you helped someone. If you are reaping love, you love someone. If you are reaping money, you sowed money into God's kingdom. Galatians chapter 6, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now the amount that you reap depends on the quantity of the seed you sowed. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9, he who sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. Now in the Bible, the word seed is used a lot, but it's a metaphor many times. It has different meanings. Sometimes in the Bible, when you see the word seed, it actually means progeny, children. The Greek word is sperma. A man sows his seed into a woman's body, and the child is born. In Matthew 13, Jesus says there were wicked seeds sown. That's a garden seduction there, the wicked one. Now, sometimes seed is money. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, make up your bounty beforehand. Now, he says he multiplies your seed sown. That's not the tithe. That one-tenth is the God's. Return that to the Lord. Add an offering. That's the seed, and that will be multiplied back to you. Sometimes in the Bible, the seed is a word, and that's what we're going to hear tonight, the Word of God. Jesus is the living Word. The Bible is the Word. And sometimes the seed is what a farmer sows. I mean, little seed there, and he cultivates his soil. Now, Jesus is going to use a little seed parable about a farmer sowing a seed so that you can learn how to sow the word. For you are called to be a sower of the word. First of all, the sower has to cultivate the soil. He breaks up the fallow ground. He plows it. He softens the soil so it can get some seed into it. Now, in Bible times, they didn't have fancy equipment. So the sower, after he cultivated the soil, would put a seed bag on his shoulder filled with seed. And he would sow to the left, broadcast. Sow to the right, broadcast. I'm broadcasting now. The right will get it, but I'm not so sure about the left. Okay. And so he's going to sow. Now, we're going to find the parable of the sower.
Verse 4. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside.
Now, where he cultivated the soil, plowed it there was a little pathway there. Today we call that a sidewalk, but they didn't have concrete. But people had walked on it so very much, it was hard as pavement, hard as a stone.
And the fowls of the air came and devoured it up.
That seed fell on that hard ground, and it didn't stand a chance. The birds ate it, bird seed. Now, if that little seed could have stayed there a little longer, the rain would have come, there would have been some moisture, and there could have been growth. But it was so hard, it just didn't stand a chance.
Verse 5, and some fell on stony ground, for it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth.
Now when the sower cultivated the soil, there were some stones in them. And those stones kind of turned over and got covered with some soil. And it was moist. So a little sprig sticks up there. But it doesn't have any root. It can't get down into the well of water. And so it just lasts for a little time. No root. All surface.
Verse 6. And when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away.
It couldn't take the heat. President Harry Truman said, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. It scorched, it withered away. It was just too hot for it. Get out of here.
7. And some fell among thorns.
Oh, thorns. Sticky, pricky, picky, picky, picky.
And the thorns grew up and choked it. They yielded no fruit.
Now this little seed was blossoming, was good soil. But right beside it was a thorn, and it just kept picking away. And the little blossom was so busy fighting off the picky, busy, 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 get away, picky, it forgot to blossom. It bore no fruit. it did not fulfill its purpose. Too busy fighting the picky.
Verse 8. Another fell on good ground.
Thank the Lord.
And it yielded fruit and sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100.
Now each seed had a capacity. The 30 is probably cucumbers, the 60 is probably cantaloupes, and the 100 is probably watermelons. Now each one produced to its maximum. It did not try to be a watermelon if it was a cantaloupe. It didn't try to be a cantaloupe if it was a cucumber. But each one produced to the max.
Crying, and he said unto them, it hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Let what I'm about to tell you about this parable sink down deep in your ears. Do not let it go in one ear and out the other, because it pertains to you, sower.
Verse 10. When he was alone, about him were the 12, asked of him the parable.
The 12 disciples said, will you please explain this to us? We know there's a greater depth here.
Verse 11. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God.
Unto you, disciples, it is known, God has given you to know the sacred secret. The mystery of God is a sacred secret. What is the sacred secret? 2 Peter 3, the three earth and heaven ages, the seduction in the garden, Satan's rebellion in the first earth age, the order of the trumps, the fallen angels. Amos chapter 3, verse 7 says, God reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. Why were the disciples chosen to know the sacred secret? Why are you chosen to know the sacred secret? Because there are some who were chosen from before the foundation of the world. Ephesians 1, 4. Foundation, Greek catabole, Satan's rebellion, and the world that then was, the first earth age, 2 Peter 3, 6, and 7, Isaiah 14, Lucifer said, I will be God. We were all there with God in a spirit body. If the silver cord breaks, your spirit returns to God who gave it. Return, we were there before. But Revelation 12 says there was one third of us who did not betray God and were chosen then. These elect have been sent out in every generation to plant a seed of the oracles of truth. Some of you are the chosen.
But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables.
Now in Revelation 12, one third there betrayed the Lord and fought with dragon Lucifer. Revelation 3 says one third lukewarm just watched the show. They can't get it. They have a spirit of stupor, a spirit of slumber over them. They didn't get it then. They can't get it now.
Verse 12. At seeing, they may see, not receive. And hearing, they may hear, and not understand. Lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins be forgiven them.
I have had people call me about a doctrine, and I would explain it over the telephone, book, chapter, verse, and line, Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic, Syriac, Chaldee. And they said, I still don't get it. So I said, come to the service. I have a counsel with him. I show him again. I show him black and white. I show him from the manuscripts. I give him a recording. Go study it. I still don't get it. There are some people that just can't get it. They have a stupor about them. They cannot get it. It's hard-headed, hard-hearted.
Verse 13, and he said to them, know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables?
If you don't understand this parable, the sower, you'll never understand anything Jesus taught. So let's open our ears to hear.
Verse 14, the sower soweth the word.
Okay, he's talking about the word of God. You are a sower. You're a minister of reconciliation. No matter whether you're out there in the pew or in the pulpit like me, we're all called to sow the word of God.
Verse 15, and these are they by the wayside wherein it was sown. When they have heard, Satan cometh immediately.
Right away.
And taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts.
They don't stand a chance. Some years ago, there was a woman. She kept coming to me. She needed money all the time. Her life was a disaster. Her family, I taught some of her family for free. But she was a good woman. She loved the Lord, but that was all. She went to another church, had no word, and I felt sorry for her, and I tried to help her. I knew if I could get the word in her, the word would change her life. So one day she asked me to go somewhere with her, and she was driving. And I said, this is my chance. So I said, she likes stories. She knows there's a devil. So I said, did you know the devil used to be so good, so wise, anointed by the Holy Spirit, a great musician, and overwhelmingly good looking? But one day he went bad, and he became proud, and he fell. She screeched on the brakes, stopped abruptly. I said, oh boy, she's going to ask me, tell me more. With a spirit of slumber, she said, the reason I slammed on the brakes, a little bird crossed the highway. That was Satan. You throw your pearls before swine. Isaiah says, brows of brass, mine closed in. There are people so walled in. Don't you dare talk to me about that depth. They will not open, closed, hard. Go on to the next one.
Verse 16. And these are they likewise, which were sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness.
Oh, how many of these. Wow, this is so great. This is the best thing I've ever known. Oh, thank God, you're the teacher I wanted. This is my church. I'm going to be here every time the door is open. Do you need anything? Can I get you anything? Oh, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. They don't show up. Well, somebody stopped by. I got married. I mean, I had to go somewhere. These people are like a little toy in my childhood, a little spin top. You spin it around, it falls over. They start out big, but they have no lasting power. But Jesus says, he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved.
Amen.
They are not steady. They do not persevere. They have no root in them. They just got saved. They don't know the word of God. They don't understand that as soon as they heard the word and said, yay, the devil was going to say, nope, don't you go there anymore. That's why we see them. If everybody told me that came, Brevard County couldn't fill up the place.
Verse 17, and have no root in themselves.
No root, no word. They got saved, got baptized, and that was all.
So endureth but for a time.
Anybody can start, but a winner finishes.
Amen.
But when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended.
Well, also, I don't like somebody in your church. And I don't like you talking about those tongues. And I don't like this and I don't like that. Listen, people, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's got to offend all of us because we are a work of art in process. We got to be sharpened and honed and refined. It cuts off the me, myself, and I. It cuts off the green so we can be a beautiful work of art. Thank the Lord when you get offended by the word of God.
Verse 18. And these are they which are sown among thorns.
Now, in the book of Judges, it gives a parable of trees. The thorn is the devil. Remember, crown of thorns in Jesus' head? The devil. Picky, picky, picky.
Such as hear the word, 19, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things, turn then and choke the word.
These are people, they last longer than the yay, yay, yay people. And you say, boy, they're solid. They're going to make their destiny. Usually these people have a little more than others. And they have to care for their stuff. Joe Biden's inflation, got to work more. Can't go to church, got to take care of that job. Caring for their stuff. Caring for their money. Caring for their property. Caring for their business. Caring for their things. And they lose their momentum. They were so enthusiastic. It was so looking like they were going to get it and be a blessing. They don't show up at church as much anymore. When they do come, now they don't even pray. If they pray, instead, they're watching the show. Too busy has become their God. And unless they put God first, they will never reach their destiny. Believe me, I know about busy. I worked all my life. My dad was a work ethic father. After you were 10 years old, you had to have a job and you had to bring some money in. I worked my way through college. Then God told me to start a school. 40 years I worked. Nobody would help me. I've been here 4.5 years. I have not had one day off. 4 a.m. in the morning, 7 p.m. at night, and sometimes more. But do you know what? I will not let that thorn steal my enthusiasm. I still got my momentum. If you would take care of God's business, God would take care of your business. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. You do not have to let that thorn wear you down. Daniel says the devil tries to wear you out. No, stop it. Get back. Get back in enthusiasm. Get back to church. Close your business for God's sake. You're more important than all of that. You have power over the power of the enemy. You're letting him do that. Now you know. You're not going to do it anymore, are you? God bless you.
When it cometh unfruitful.
No fruit. You're not winning any souls. You're just trying to keep your head above water.
Verse 20. And these are they which are sown on good ground.
Praise the Lord.
Such as hear the word, receiveth it, and bring forth fruit. Some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100.
Jesus is the vine with a branch. He's the word. If we abide in him, we will bear fruit. But if you fall off to the cares of the world, to too busy, you won't bear any fruit. Now, every Christian is given gifts, different kinds of gifts. To whom much is given, much is required. If you are a 30 capacity gifted person, do not settle for 20. He expects you 30. If you've been given gifts 60 capacity, do not settle for 50. He expects 60 out of you. If you are 100-fold capacity, don't you dare settle for 90. Go all the way. Each one is supposed to fulfill. Use every gift you have for his glory, not for money and not for fame. Enrich the kingdom.
Verse 21, and he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed?
No, you don't put a candle on a bushel or a bed.
But we set on a candlestick.
You put it on a candlestick.
For there is nothing hidden that shall not be manifested. Now there's anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad.
When that light shines, you can see everything. Now Jesus is a light. Jesus is a truth. And Jesus is the Word. You are to so live that you sow, and let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You are a sower, but you've got to keep the moisture. Church, Word, prayer, Holy Spirit baptism, giving, helping, fasting, praying, praying, praying.
Verse 23, if any man hath ears to hear, let him hear.
I pray that this sinks down deep in your ears. Sow on the left, sow on the right. Bring them from darkness into the light. Precious sowers, I pray you are blessed.
Amen.
Let me introduce to you the owner of the produce place, Scott Merson. Well, David left his stuff in the cart. Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14.
Absolutely perfect. We see through a glass darkly, but when we are spiritually discerned, we can understand. Before I pray for healing, anybody in cyberspace who's not saved, pray this prayer with me and mean it, and God will save you right now. Excuse me, here we go. Almighty God, in Jesus' name, I am a sinner.
Almighty God, in Jesus' name, I am a sinner.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
I change my mind. I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
Jesus Christ, Son of God, come into my heart and save my soul.
Jesus Christ, Son of God, come into my heart and save my soul.
Please forgive all my sins. Wash them all away with your precious blood. Baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire. Make me usable.
To win many souls to Jesus.
I confess with my mouth before the whole wide world that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Amen. Now, for those of you in cyberspace who prayed that prayer, Romans 10 says, with the mouth confession is made to salvation. You need to tell two or three people. In a moment, Scott will give you my telephone number. Call me. That's my voicemail. Leave your message on there, and when I get it, I'll pray for you and welcome to the family of God. Now, for all new Christians, get yourself a Bible, Old Testament and New. You need them both. I suggest the King James. It is the only version that you could trace almost every word back to the original Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic, Syriac, and Chaldee, in which Holy Spirit wrote it. Read that Bible every day. Get it out of your head and into your heart. Get it rooted and grounded so you'll bear much fruit. Find a place in your home for prayer. No cats, no dogs, no food, no cell phone, no radios, no television, no people. You and God. Commune with him. It's called prayer. And now you call him Father in the name of Jesus. That's what Jesus said. Say, our Father in Jesus' name. That's your password. Now, have your Bible there. He likes for you to talk to him about his word. He says in Isaiah 43:26, put me in remembrance of my word. Look what you said, Lord. You said, if I give, it'll be given unto me. You said, how much more will you give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Talk to him about things, but don't do all the talking. Wait on the Lord. Be quiet. Be still. Let him talk to you. Do not give up until you have the full baptism of Holy Spirit and fire, for without that, you cannot live the Christian life. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, Romans 8:14. And he gives you power to overcome all the power of the enemy. He gives you power to overcome those thorn trees. You're too busy, God. Now, go to church every time the door opens. Find a church. It is, by the way, it's a command there. Hebrews tells us that. Find a church that teaches God's word, book, chapter, verse, and line. Why? Paul says to read this epistle in the church, the love letter, the Bible. Isaiah 28 says line by line. Make sure that the shepherd then has the baptism of the Holy Spirit and operates in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Be faithful there. Don't just go on the Sabbath. Go on the Wednesday prayer meeting, for there is your power. There's where you grow. You need that. And if you don't, the thorns will come and choke you, and you lose your momentum. Be faithful. Don't just watch the show. What can I do to make it better? You see, the pastor has a need. The church has a need. Go and get it, for heaven's sake. And return your tithe, and then add a seed offering wherever you get fed God's word, so he can bless you, and so you won't rob God of the chance to bless you. God bless you. I love you. Now I'm going to pray for healing of cancer. Having a mother who died of cancer, grandmother, and I myself stricken with cancer twice, miraculously healed, I know God heals of cancer. So anyone with cancer, this is for you. But SSS, supplication of someone special, Kate of England, Princess Kate, Prince William's wife, abdominal cancer. Now this will go for anyone. Father, in the name and the power of Jesus, I come against cancer. You are demonic. And I cancel your assignment, cancer, in the name of Jesus by the blood of the Lamb. Cancer, disintegrate, dissolve, be eliminated from this body. Be eliminated from Kate Summit and from anyone else. Cancer be gone. You have no place here. Let the healing virtue of Jesus flow into the cells, the bloodstream, the organs, the tissues, the muscles, the nerves, the joints, the back, the spine, the private parts on men, the private parts on women, the colon, the breasts, the head, the eyes, the gums, the teeth, the feet. In the name and the power of Jesus, cancer be gone. He sent his word and healed you. With Jesus' stripes, you are healed. Pick up your bed and walk. Receive. Believe. Kate, be healed. All with cancer, be healed. Live and not die. In the name and the power of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And we all say, I agree in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is your second best friend in the whole wide world. Yes, I am, Sherry Medlock. But your best friend is the Lord Jesus Christ. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And oh, sowers in the church, no greater loveth this than a man lay down his life for his friend. I love you too. All the precious souls in here, all over the world, I feel your spirits. I'm looking forward to next time when you and I get together as a family of God to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321 321- 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMIE.
befriended by the King above all kings. Surrender to the friend above all friends. Invited deep into this mystery. Delighted by the wonders I have seen. This will be my story. This will be my song. You'll always be my savior, Jesus. You will always have my heart. Astounded that your gospel beckoned me. Surrounded, but I've never been so.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Lord, make me an instrument.
word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. And that's how we fight our battles.
Yeah.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
What we're doing tonight.
This is how I fight my battles.
Just when you think you're lost.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. 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 It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Anybody can know the doctor and quote the verses, but not have the experience.
Dr. Tony Evans says there are various levels to a relationship, and God desires a deep one with each of us.
God just doesn't want to be a God you know about. He wants to be a God you've experienced.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. It'd be ridiculous to pack your own food for a luxury cruise or to bring linens from home when staying at a five-star hotel. Those amenities are provided as part of your travel package. Well, likewise, Dr. Evans says many Christians don't fully realize the abundant life God has already granted them. Let's join him as he explores the concept of fellowship with God.
American Airlines has a number of levels of relationship. And that level that you're on affects some of the benefits that you receive. The level that gives you the highest personal service is a special level. This is a level where the elite get to travel. Underneath that is concierge key. You are at the top line underneath special services, and you cannot apply for that level. They have to invite you in. They have to view you as something very special. So no matter how much you fly, unless they invite you, you can't come. Then there is executive platinum. These are people who faithfully are committed to the airlines for at least 100,000 miles or more a year. Then there's platinum. Platinum are those who are committed at a level of 50,000 miles or more a year. Underneath is gold. They fly American. They're not heavily aligned with it, but fly enough to be recognized. Then they're just plain old advantage. These are people who really are just getting started and just getting their feet wet to grow in their relationship.